You're listening to Dine for the Podcast, a Shot Put Media production, presented by MasterCard. Start something priceless.
What's better in life than a bottle of wine, great food, and an amazing conversation?
My name is Kate Sullivan, and I am the host of To Dine For.
I'm a journalist, a foodie, a traveler with an appetite for the stories of people who are hungry for more. Dreamers, visionaries, artists, those who hustle hard in the direction they love. I travel with them to their favorite restaurant to hear how they did it. This show is a toast to them and their American dream.
To Dine For the Podcast is brought to you by Terlato Wine Group, Lavazza, and American National Insurance. To Dine For the Podcast is brought to you by Riazul Tequila, referred to as one of the best sipping tequilas on the market. It comes from the highlands of Jalisco, 7,200 feet above sea level. Riazul's agave has a higher sugar content, lending itself to a sweeter taste profile. If you are looking for a true sipping tequila with extraordinary depth after being aged 2 years in a cognac barrel, you'll have to try Riazul Tequila. Cheers, everyone. To Dine For the Podcast is brought to you by Lavazza. Four generations of the Lavazza family have been working to perfect the art of blending coffee since 1895 with a devotion to making coffee moments special. Signature blend Lavazza Classico, with its intensely rich flavor and sweet aromatic notes, is a celebration of the Italian way of life in every cup and is available any way you brew your coffee. To Dine For the Podcast is brought to you by American National, offering a broad suite of insurance solutions to protect what matters most to you. For 115 years, American National has remained committed to helping people and communities make a real difference in their lives. American National supports great local community organizations led by the kind of people you hear about on To Dine For, people who are inspired to make a difference and inspire others in return. American National's philosophy is helping where it's needed helps us all. For a description of the American National companies, the products they write, and the states in which they're licensed, visit americannational.com/dine. Hello, everyone, and thanks for joining us here on To Dine For the Podcast. We are continuing our mini masterclass series in celebration of the third anniversary of To Dine For the Podcast today. And the topic that we are focusing on is storytelling. Yes, storytelling. What does storytelling have to do with anything? Actually, storytelling has to do with everything, especially when you are bringing an idea to life, whether you are pitching a venture capital fund, whether you are bringing your book to life, whether you are starting a business. It doesn't matter. Your ability to tell the story of what you're doing and who you are gets to the essence of whether your idea is going to sell, period. And so I thought I would take some exemplary examples of great storytellers from both business and for actually from all different sectors and show them to you so that you can see the through lines of what great storytelling really looks like. So we begin today with Kevin Kwan. He is the worldwide best-selling author of Crazy Rich Asians, and he is the executive producer of the film adaptation, which became a blockbuster hit. In fact, it became one of the highest grossing romantic comedies in a decade. He didn't even think the book would get published. I joined him at Crustacean Restaurant in Los Angeles. Kevin Kwan is one of my favorite interviews of all time because not only is he a great storyteller, he's a wonderful person, and he really met me in the moment so wholeheartedly. So thank you, Kevin. Listen to Kevin Kwan tell his story of why he began to write.
So as you're writing, as you begin to write, and as you begin to hear these stories from your father, are you writing them down? You know, you're going home and writing them. Or are you just filing them away in your memory?
I was filing them away, and it was only after he passed that I really started making the effort. You know, I sort of realized, you know what, life is short. I'm not going to wait until I'm retired. You know, I always had this dream I would be 65 years old, retired, living in Italy. That was my dream, and then I would have time to write a novel.
Why wait?
And I said, why wait?
I love that.
Get it down on paper now. And it just seemed like the right time.
And the memories were fresh, and, yeah. right? And who knows if you had waited, whether you would have remembered them in, as detailed.
Absolutely. And in a way, the writing became a therapy for me. It became kind of a healing journey, you know, through my grief.
I'm just really curious as to, did you have any idea that it would have the impact that it has had on culture?
Absolutely not.
Really?
I mean, I didn't even think the book would be published. You know, I thought it was really, it was a leap of faith, taking a chance. I'll try it. I didn't even want to submit it to agents. Because it was just, it was a fun little project. I thought I'd self-publish it and give it to a few friends.
Do you know how inspiring this is going to be to so many people?
I hope so.
Yeah.
Because I tell that to writers' groups, to people. Every time I meet a writer, I said, just do your thing. Tell your truth. And it will find its audience. And don't be afraid to really take that risk. And really remove those voices in your head saying, oh, I have to write for this market, or I have to write to appeal to this editor or this agent. Or in so many instances, our minds get in the way. We overthink things. We try to be too strategic. We try to think of the outcome. And it's not about the outcome. It's about the journey, really.
So many people in life are waiting for someone to tap them on the shoulder and say, go ahead, be a writer. When what you did was you just wrote because it was in you. And no one tapped you on the shoulder, you just did it.
I think that's what you have to do in every instance. Whether you're a writer or a filmmaker or a musician, you have to do the work. You have to go into the studio, make that painting, you know?
That's what being an artist is.
Yeah.
So there you can see just how good of a storyteller Kevin Kwan is, because at every moment, he's always going back to why he did it, what his motivation was, and he's sharing the story of his life and his culture, and he's doing it in such an artful way. I'm going to switch gears because this next example is incredibly different. Arlen Hamilton is a venture capitalist and founder of Backstage Capital, a venture capital group dedicated to investing in underrepresented entrepreneurs. She's also the author of the book, It's About Damn Time, which aims to empower people towards success by being themselves. And the way you can convey who you are is by telling your story. Listen to what Arlen Hamilton has to say.
Well, we know that money attracts money. At least I've learned that over time. People say it, and it's true. And if you don't have it, how do you attract it? Well, you become it. You become the asset. So even if we go back to Susan's story of investing $25,000, I mean, I'm adorable, but that's not why she invested $25,000. She invested $25,000, I believe, because when we would have conversations, even though I was at the airport sleeping on rolled up jeans, I had so much I had learned in those past three and a half years that she didn't know, that money couldn't buy her that information instantly. So by being around me and being able to ask me questions and kind of learn and learn things that she didn't even know to ask, that's valuable to her. So she wants to be around that, so she wants to catalyze that.
Fascinating. So knowledge is power, and the more you know about something allows you to be the commodity that that person then wants to learn from you. So even if you have no money, if you have the knowledge, the right person's going to want to get in front of you.
Absolutely.
That's called being the money.
That's it. That's being the money. I say be yourself so that the people looking for you can find you. And I mean that so many of us try to be kind of fit in and be what they think you're supposed to be in that moment. And there are other people who are not even as brave as you are, and they're sort of watching from a distance. And if you're acting like everybody else, they don't know that you have certain opinions or certain values or certain talents or any of that to recognize you. You know, they may have an insecurity that you have, but if you don't show that and share that, they don't know to come to you and say, hey, I have that too. Let's figure out how to overcome that together. How did you overcome it?
And some people will see something, an insecurity they have, and they use that as a reason they can't do something.
Yes.
Like they don't have a checking account, so how could they even dream of being a venture capitalist?
Yes.
But when you're vulnerable enough to tell that story,
over
and, over and over again.
I mean, to say it's
it is amazing.
It's out loud.
Yeah.
And it's funny, right? So a lot of times we get stuck too because we're afraid of being embarrassed.
Yes.
And if I were afraid of being embarrassed, I wouldn't be able to tell half of my life.
Yeah.
So I just remember what I know I am. Mm-hmm. I remember what's true. And then I also say, well, every day, did I catalyze someone? That's my key word. Did I catalyze someone today? If I did that, I'm good.
And when you say, did I catalyze someone, what do you mean by that?
Did I catalyze their forward motion? Did I make it possible for someone by maybe picking up the phone and making a connection for them, or yes, investing in them, or giving them an idea that they didn't have before? Did I make it possible for them to move forward?
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
To Dine For, the podcast, is brought to you by American National, offering a broad suite of insurance solutions to protect what matters most to you.
There's a funny thing about most insurance commercials, whether they feature lizards or birds or funny cartoon characters. It seems like they want you to think about anything but insurance. American National, on the other hand, has real local agents who get to know you, so they can help you reach better decisions about your insurance to make sure you're protecting what matters most to you. American National agents are part of your community. They're your neighbors. So whether it's solutions for your home, your small business, your farm, or your life, you can count on your local American National agent to make sure you get the discounts you deserve and the protection you need without paying for extras you don't. With American National, you get an ally, not just a web page. For a description of the American National companies, the products they write, in the states in which they're licensed, visit americannational.com/dine. To Dine For, the podcast, is brought to you by Riazul Tequila, referred to as one of the best sipping tequilas on the market. It comes from the highlands of Jalisco, 7,200 feet above sea level. Riazul's agave has a higher sugar content, lending itself to a sweeter taste profile. If you are looking for a true sipping tequila with extraordinary depth after being aged 2 years in a cognac barrel, you'll have to try Riazul Tequila. Cheers, everyone.
Emmanuel Acho is an ex-professional football player, sports analyst, and author of the books Uncomfortable Conversation with a Black Man and Uncomfortable Conversations with a Black Boy. His career was headed in one direction, but the murder of George Floyd sent it in a different direction. Listen to how he explains his why, and you can see just how an amazing storyteller Emmanuel actually is.
I called my friend who's a wedding videographer, and I called my best friend, true story, and I called my best friend who's an Olympic gold medalist in the 4x100 meters at Rio, and I said, please stand in as my producer, you stand in as my editor and videographer. I rented an all-white studio space in Austin. I sat in a chair for 9 minutes and 27 seconds, and 25 million views in 2 days, my whole world changed, and I realized I could change the world.
Let's talk about your book. It hit the New York Times.
Debuted at number one.
That's crazy. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's amazing.
It's crazy.
Why did you write it?
I had to. Mm-hmm. I recently read a quote by Neil deGrasse Tyson, and I'm going to paraphrase it because I may butcher it if I try to go direct. But he said, what I do out of duty, not necessarily a desire. Because if I can do something and I can do it better than other people, I would be morally irresponsible not to.
Mm.
So when you ask why do you write Uncomfortable Conversations with a Black Man, why have you entrenched yourselves in racial reconciliation? It's not that I want. It's that I have to. I just answered the call. Like, I'm now in my calling. I'm not really all that special. I just picked up. Right? I've gotten called from 3 no caller ID numbers over the last year. The first one was Matthew McConaughey. He calls me and he's like, "Acho, McConaughey speaking. I want to have a conversation." This is after my first episode of Uncomfortable Conversations with a Black Man. The second one a week later was from Oprah Winfrey. Wow. The third one was from the commissioner of the NFL, Roger Goodell. And wow. I said that, like life, your calling will call you. Just pick up.
So you don't have to look for the calling. It will call you.
It will call you. Like, McConaughey called me. Oprah called me. Goodell called me. Like, your calling will call you. Now, it might be not in dramatic fashion like mine right. was from no caller ID numbers.
Yeah, I never pick up a no caller ID.
You should start.
I should start.
No, I don't recommend this to everybody. Do not pick up no caller ID numbers. Don't do it. So often in life, people chase, well, I don't know what to do. I don't know what I'm good at. I don't know X, Y, or Z. And I'm like, the issue isn't will you get called. The issue is will you answer the call.
Well, those are 3 amazing calls to pick up. So that begs the question, what do you think your calling is?
My calling is to be a bridge of reconciliation in our society. I'm not the smartest person in the world by any means, but I have an ability to empathize. And I say that confidently because I know what I'm really bad at. I'm in a moment right now where so many crazy things are happening, but I'm a man on a mission. So I'm not really getting distracted by any of it because that wasn't the goal.
Right.
The goal was never to talk to Obama. The goal was never to talk to Oprah. The goal was never to talk to McConaughey. The goal was never to talk to any of these people. The goal was to reconcile.
And finally, a woman who was struggling in her career and didn't exactly know which way to go ended up with a blockbuster hit. Catherine Reitman is a writer and actress who took her own struggle to balance life and career and try to make it as an actress and a working mother, and used it to inspire an Emmy-nominated sitcom called Workin' Moms that just wrapped on Netflix. Listen to her why.
It was my first Mother's Day away from my son. And we were shooting a movie in Philadelphia, and one of them cracked a joke like, Happy Mother's Day. And I just started hysterically crying in front of these guys, and they did not know how to handle it.
And you're on set.
I'm on set, and it was awkward and sad and funny. And I remember in that moment that's in the pilot episode of my show, thinking, oh, this is something. This is something I haven't seen yet, and I want to explore this.
So that awkward, uncomfortable moment that you felt, you realized this could be something, meaning a bigger TV show or the plot of something.
It was just hysterical. And I called my husband back at home and I said, God, I feel broken. I feel like I don't have what I used to have. I don't have the sparkle anymore. I don't have the drive. I'm not all these things that I used to define myself by. And he said, I think what you're saying is really interesting, and I've never seen it. And I'm like, well, of course no one's seen it. We're not allowed to talk about it. And he's like, I think you should write something about this.
Can you talk a little bit about your decision after getting rejected as an actress to begin to write? Because I think that is really amazing and incredible, because what it did is it put the power into your own hands, literally the pen.
Absolutely. I mean, I think for most women in particular that I know, taking that step feels like something you're not entitled to. But I felt that I had no business coming in and writing and telling these stories, even though they were my stories. And I think in some ways I hid behind that. I thought, okay, well, I'm not being some brilliant writer. I'm just telling the story that happened to me.
And that is the end of the second masterclass on storytelling. We all have a story to tell. The question is, do we have the courage to tell it? And have we learned the lessons from some of the failures and obstacles we've gone through? Because really, that is the meat and that is the inspiration for the best stories. Thank you for listening today. We will have one more mini masterclass coming up next week, and then we will resume our regular programming of inspiring entrepreneurs, change agents, and creators. Thank you so much for listening.
Thanks for listening to Dine For the Podcast. For more information on the show, the guests, and the podcast, head to todineforTV.com. You can find us on Instagram at todineforTV and Facebook at todineFor with Kate Sullivan. Thanks to the sponsors of To Dine For the Podcast, American National, Lavazza. Enter Lotto Wine Group. Special thank you to producer and sound editor John Gulmer. To the loyal followers of this program, cheers! Stay hungry and stay inspired. I'll see you back at the table soon.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.